When I was in college, I was home one day and my dad was watching ESPN. And they always do like those 30 for 30, you know, like those, they talk about like athletes and incredible stories. And he told me to come in and watch this one that he was in the middle of. And it was about this guy who was a college lacrosse player at Boston College when he was in college. But he had died on September 11th in the World Trade Center. And it was this incredible story about, maybe you all have heard this, about the guy with the red bandana. Does that name sound familiar? Yep, some of you are nodding your heads. Yeah. The guy with the red bandana, Wells Crowther was his name. And he was a guy who was in, he was in like finance, insurance, and worked in the South Tower of the World Trade Center and was in the building when it got hit on that morning. And really just like a stand-up guy, like his athlete, his, like, teammates praised him for just his character that he had. And when he was really younger, for whatever reason, he had like this red kind of like a bandana that he always carried around, had like in his back pocket or whatever. And so he had talked about at times maybe becoming a firefighter for the FDNY. But at the time of September 11th, he was still working in finance in the South Tower. And so as the days kind of rolled on, people kept talking about this guy in the South Tower who had rescued many people and like led them to safety. And it was this gentleman, this guy with the red bandana. And it just talked about how in the midst of utter chaos, I mean, most of us remember that morning, imagine being down there and then in the building, the complete chaos and confusion of what was going on at the time. And this guy, you know, he used the bandana to direct people to safety, to the stairwell of where they were able to go down and get freedom. And this guy ended up losing his life by saving others. But the hero that he was that day, that in the midst of chaos and confusion and devastation and death, he still found it in himself to lead people to safety. And that service that he had. There was a line from the gospel today. He loved the world, and he loved them to the end. I heard that gospel a few days ago and kind of thinking about what to talk about tonight. This story just brought me back to that moment when I was watching with my dad of this incredible service that this guy had and how Jesus, I mean, tonight's all about serving others. We get our two sacraments tonight of the Eucharist and holy orders. Those are the two sacraments we get tonight. And how much about serving others is such a part of who we are as Christians. That kind of defines us. That separates us from other people in the world, the service of others. And we serve them to the end. We love them to the end. And oftentimes when we think about community service, like we've all been through middle school and high school, maybe even college, where we have to do community service hours, right? Whether it's for a certain scholarship or honor society or whatever it is. And oftentimes, how many, I'm totally guilty of it, we only want service hours that's convenient for us, right? It's gonna fit into our schedule. Oh yeah, I'm not doing anything on that Saturday. You know what, I'll go help out at the food pantry. I'm not doing anything that Sunday. I'll go down for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk in Jones Beach. But what about service when it's inconvenient for us? When it's not what we desire? Think about this moment. You know, Jesus knows what's going to happen at the Last Supper. He knows what Judas is up to. He knows he's going to go to Calvary Hill and be crucified in just a few hours. And what does he do? He washes the feet of the disciples. When it's completely inconvenient, when he could have easily just got up and left, he stayed. He stayed and served. On the morning of September 11th, the guy with the red bandana could have easily left, went down the staircase, went to safety, lived his life, but he served in those final moments of his life. He still served others. And for us as Christians, we're called to serve until the end. We're called to serve when it's inconvenient for us, to model Jesus, to be those heroes, to be those witnesses. There's a story from the Titanic, the actual Titanic, not the movie. On the Titanic, there were a few priests on the ship. And they always talk about this one, that this Father Thomas was his name, Father Thomas. and he had two opportunities to get into a lifeboat when Titanic was going down. Two opportunities, and he gave them up to stay with the people on the boat as it was plunging into the Atlantic, cold, cold night, praying the rosary, giving confession, and just being there with his people, serving until the end. So maybe sometimes we look at the world and we think a lot of times the culture could be a little self-serving, right? All about me, 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 number one, right? But we do see instances of people going out of their way for other people. Many people in this church right now may be dealing with elderly parents, going to one of the nursing homes, going to hospitals, caring for those who are going towards the end of life, or maybe caring for a sick kid, or whatever it is. But how are we serving others? Are we doing like Jesus is telling us to do tonight? That despite that, hey, death may be imminent, but I'm still gonna serve with the heart of Christ. I'm still gonna go out of my way to live as Christ would have wanted us to live. We go back to World War II for just a moment. World War II, we think about how the Nazis seeking out the Jewish people, and how many people hid families in their homes. We think about the family that hid Anne Frank, right? That family. Like, serving, knowing that they could be killed. They could be killed for hiding these people. And I was listening to an interview about the woman, that she was young at the time, she was the daughter of the family that hid Anne Frank. And they said the parents didn't care. They didn't care that they might face death. They knew what was right. They knew what they had to do, and they did it to the end. That is service, serving others. When it's not convenient for us, when there could be dangers involved, we still find it in ourselves, in our hearts, and in our souls to serve other people, to minister as Christ would have wanted us to minister. That makes us Christian. That is living out the gospel. That's the heart of Christ. And tonight he's telling us how to do it. When dangers may be out there, when we may be afraid to serve, we know that there could be something that bad that could happen to us, we put aside our own wants and desires and whatever else we think, and we instead think about the other person. We think about their needs over our needs. Like the guy with the red bandana. He wasn't thinking about himself that day. He was thinking about other people. Christ is thinking about other people. And he's telling his disciples, he's telling his apostles how to live. Yes, we speak the gospel truth, of course. We shouldn't be spewing hatred. We're not saying that. But how do we show it? With our actions in service of others. That's what this night is all about. And we gain that strength through Jesus in the Eucharist, to stay close to him in the Eucharist, to give us that strength, to give us that zeal, to give us that energy to serve others when it's not convenient, when it's inconvenient, when it's not always what we want, but we think about other people instead of ourselves. So on this Holy Thursday, this day of service, who in our lives do we need to minister to? How can we be better servants and disciples of Jesus? Are we trying to serve others when it's convenient for us and when it fits our time frame and when we have days available? Or are we serving others when we know I have so much stuff to do, I have to go food shopping today, I really have to finish this project at work, I really have to do this homework assignment? Or are we thinking about other people, recognizing that Christ was inconvenienced many, many, many times, and at the Last Supper especially, he knew what was going to happen to him. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. And yet, as the gospel says, he loved the world, and he loved it to the end. May we show that same love to our family, our friends, and all those we meet.